On a eu l'idée de monter ce produit touristique. Aujourd'hui, ce train, l'année, il y a deux ans, ce train...
A tourist train chugging through the Mauritanian desert, it's been realized by one French company, bringing jobs to Mauritanians and aid to two local schools.
On fait la représentation.
Sustainable tourism in Africa was among dozens of presentations at a two-day forum here in Bordeaux that brought together some 200 French and African businesses, about two-thirds of them from Africa. Half a century ago, 40% of France's trade was with Africa. Today, Africa accounts for only about 2% of French commerce, although French business dealings with Africa have increased sharply in recent years, according to the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. There's a good reason for the Bordeaux meeting. Faced with growing competition from China, Brazil, and other new foreign investors, France is seeking greater economic clout in Africa. French President Nicolas Sarkozy made business the highlight of a two-day summit with African leaders this week in the French city of Nice. Gérard Parfait has done business in Africa for 40 years. He heads a French association in Bordeaux that helped organize the business forum.
Nous assistons à l'émergence d'une nouvelle génération d'entrepreneurs.
Parfait says the African entrepreneurs at the meeting represent the face of a new Africa. He says they hold the key for the continent's future growth. Mamadou Dia, head of the Senegalese water company Senegalaise des Eaux, was among the African entrepreneurs scouting for business partners.
Ce que j'ai trouvé d'utile d'abord, c'est un benchmarking, de voir qu'est-ce qui se fait un peu partout avec les exemples.
Dia says the Bordeaux Forum allowed him to see what other African and European companies are doing in terms of the environment and sustainable development. Masogbe Touré Diabaté, who heads a cashew processing firm in Ivory Coast, said she hoped to sign some business contracts before leaving Bordeaux.
Il y a quelques années, c'était seulement la France qui était le premier, pratiquement, l'unité.
Not long ago, Diabaté says France was the only major player in Francophone Africa. No longer. As international business interests in the region grow, she says, Africa wants partners who can create jobs and successful relationships. The meeting also underscores Bordeaux's evolving image. During the 18th century, the city had a less savory reputation as France's second biggest slave trading port. Today, Bordeaux is affiliated with several African cities. Sophie Senghor heads international affairs for Bordeaux's mayor. She is of Senegalese origin.
On a un objectif, c'est être visible. Montrer que Bordeaux est une ville africaine, montrer que Juppé a une réelle...
Senghor says Africa is a priority for the city. She notes Bordeaux has a large community of ethnic Africans, most of whom are from sub-Saharan Africa, and that the city wants to showcase this heritage. Many of the African businesses that attended the forum hail from non-Francophone countries, underscoring France's drive to develop ties beyond its former colonies. Helen Emori heads the Wari Industrial Park project in Nigeria's Delta State. She says she has had several fruitful meetings at the conference, but she says she had hoped for more.
We haven't met French businesses because the French businesses have not really come out. Yes, rather the French businesses that are here are businesses looking to export their products or sell into Africa. Yes, we welcome such businesses, but not now. They need quick returns. They're looking for people to buy, whereas we're looking for people to come into Africa and set up bases.
Bordeaux businessman Gérard Parfait also says he was disappointed at the relatively low French turnout at the forum.
Eh bien, écoutez, je dois vous dire que pour nous, c'est non pas une déception, mais en tous les cas, c'est un...
Parfait says some French businesses are still apprehensive about investing in Africa. Fears, he says, that do not reflect the reality of Africa today. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Bordeaux, France.